A little chilly out there, you know, that north wind.
The temps dropped.
Yeah, oh, is that right?
We were at 53 when we started this morning.
Right.
And we're 50 right now.
Oh, my.
Hmm. So, yeah, it's making, and boy, we've just been missing the mark with the weather, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's just been wrong. It's just been, you know why?
I mean, well, and to confess, I mean, honestly, Rob's forecast just kind of blend into the background with me sometimes. I don't necessarily listen.
Right.
Because I have a weather forecast in front of me.
Sure.
And the National Weather Service has just been wrong for the last 48 hours.
I'm trying to tell you why.
I'm sorry. I'm shutting up now.
Budget cuts.
Is that what it is?
It's the budget cuts.
It's cheaper to get it wrong.
They're just conspiracy, and that's what they're trying to show us.
You can hire amateurs, you know. Yeah.
That's what they're trying to prove to us. This is what will happen. They're trying to give us a look into the future.
It's a little more of a harmless thing as opposed to if there was a storm brewing out in the Gulf.
Right.
But they have. They've just been wrong. And we have a chill factor.
Oh, my.
We do. We have a wind chill factor. 47 right now. So. All right. So.
Oh, the weather outside
is right. You know, having a
in your head now.
Yeah, having a signature event for your city is a neat thing, right? Mm-hmm. You brand the city with the event.
I believe Brian's doing that. They're moving it to fall this
they
year.
They are, as a matter of fact, they're doing the Texas Reds, College Station, desperately fighting to find something.
That was the and honestly, I think that's a brilliant move. I mean, yes, they're going to be competing with football season, and the economy tends to revolve around those seven Saturdays. But it's a brilliant move to move it to Saturday, or excuse me, to move it to fall, because that was the only inherent flaw that I saw when they unveiled Texas Reds was, let's have people standing over a searing grill in July.
Right, yeah. And they could. The weather could be problematic, but better chance that you're going to have good weather for people to spend more time outside and therefore enjoy themselves, spend money, and that sort of stuff. The Leesburg, Florida Annual Bike Fest. Just days from cranking up, city leaders...
I was gonna say, is this motorbike or pedal bike?
No, it's pedal bike.
Oh. Cranking up.
So it's not going to crank up.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe.
Well, you know.
City leaders are worried
go with the story.
About the overtones.
Uh-huh. Just saying.
They want to ban the Jell-O and pudding wrestling matches.
Well, now, come on. I mean, I've had all these T-shirts printed up. I've been posting about it online.
The mayor says, quote, we've had a number of organizations come to Leesburg and look at Leesburg and say, this is not really our kind of party place, and they go elsewhere, end quote. He says the city doesn't specifically bill Bike Fest as a family-friendly event. It says here it is mostly motorcycles, so I was wrong.
I was going to say, bicyclists and Jell-O wrestling don't necessarily...
Why would a city not want to paint itself as family-friendly? You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
There are still lots of children at the events. Well, that just shows that the parents are idiots. Okay?
Yeah, I was going to say that they didn't bother to try to find a sitter.
No. It may be, another quote, it may be an adult event, but it's not an X-rated adult event. Now that you say that, that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, if you want the telling thing, talk to the police department and find out, is there any officer on staff at their local police department, their county sheriff's office, or the local post, if you will, of the Florida Highway Patrol that has a day off during that time?
Yeah.
And if the answer is no, that is telling.
Why don't we go to the Leesburg, Florida website?
L-E-E-S-B-U-R-G?
That'd be correct.
Leesburg, Florida.
And let's see if
the Lakefront City. Welcome!
Oh, of course! Does it say Bike Fest on there?
Let's see. I've got the City Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I've got Operation Medicine Cabinet. Parade to celebrate Leesburg High's basketball state championship. Actually, that was March 7th.
Oh, so okay, but good for them. Congratulations.
Let's see. I got nothing.
Well,
I got nothing on biking.
I guess they're kind of trying to push that to the back. We'll check it next week and see how they're doing on that.
When's this supposed to be?
Well, it's supposed to be next week. Next week.
Visitors.
But again, remember,
it
is an adult event, March. But it's not an X-rated adult event.
All right, on their March calendar, today, March 30th, they have teen anime. That sounds unseemly. the Jazz Vagabonds concert.
Oh, yeah.
Goes on. Do we have dates on when this is supposed to be?
Just says next week. Okay. It says next week. So I would think maybe...
Let's check April then.
Maybe a week from Friday.
Checking let's think
maybe
April.
Maybe April 8th.
Gosh, nothing.
Wow.
Now, Mondays, it's Zumba at the library.
I don't
so,
think
Tom,
that's
there you yeah. go.
There you go.
Yeah. I think they...
That, I want my Zumba. Zumba,
they just,
Zumba.
They just went... They just started approaching Port A at that point. So.
All right, so there's a new... All right, never mind. There's a new pageant in Brazil where contestants are judged on beauty, knowledge, and good behavior. It's the first annual Miss Jail contest.
I was going to say, it sounds like it ought to be in yeah. behind bars.
It is, as a matter of fact. It's at Brazil's Pernambuco State Prison.
Easy
it was won
say.
By 19-year-old Rebecca Reicha. Rebecca, serving a life sentence for murder. She's 19! At a girl. She said, "It was a real thrill to be cheered by the inmates and the guards." Yeah, anyway.
How do you spell that last name? Is it R-E-B-E-C-C-A?
Uh-huh. R-H-A-Y-S-A. She said, unfortunately, the dress had to go back.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. 19 years Whoa. Old, and she's in there for life for murder. What a girl. That's wonderful. Okay. No pictures?
Maybe. Is that it?
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Oh, okay.
You Boy.
Not that good, huh?
Oh, no.
Oh,
Quite the contrary,
oh,
my friend.
Well, there you are. Well, she's in there for life, pal.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, okay. Opera star.
Need a pen, pal?
Yeah. Opera star Andrea. All right, are we done?
Yeah.
Chase over swooned on a prison girl.
Gonna have to go take a hose in there.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like George Costanza says. It's like the best. You know, it's the best of all worlds. I mean, you know, where's she going? I mean, you don't have the pop in.
That's
if you,
right.
You date somebody in prison. There is no pop in. They don't just show up one day. I mean, it's what more could you possibly ask?
Of course, of course. Okay, Andrea Bocelli will be joining Simon and Garfunkel, Diana Ross, and Garth Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
When they do a free concert in New York Central Park this fall.
I don't want to hear all of those get together. I don't even want to hear Bocelli get in on Bridge Over Troubled Water.
I don't really. Yeah, I really don't want to hear Diana try to hit that note. Anyway, he'll be back by the New York Philharmonic.
Huh.
So we'll see how that works.
He's good.
Yeah, he does pretty good
I still
work.
The first time we ever went to Las Vegas and we did the Bellagio Fountains thing and watched the water, The song that came on to which the water was synchronized was Andrea Bocelli's Time to Say Goodbye.
Oh, sure.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Probably that's what it's all about. Right. Hey, got a trashy new museum exhibit that's opening in Sweden. The Nordiska Museum in central Stockholm has a new exhibit that's called Garbage.
Hmm.
Old milk cartons and other trash has been arranged to tell an interesting cultural story.
I have but one question. Did they wash it?
One would hope. Or they have it behind plexiglass that you can't tell.
Yeah.
Spokesperson for the museum said, we are interested in how people live. We found it interesting to look into how they act when it comes to garbage. The exhibit includes old pairs of pants, worn out curtains, and other junk.
So does that mean that theoretically you could put a bunch of crap in your yard and call it art?
Sure.
People
do that all the time.
Bunch of garbage.
I was going to say, it's not like that doesn't happen already.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you have to have code enforcement come out and decide exactly whether it's art or not. But,
I'd have to cut my grass where I could see it first.
Get that tractor tire and paint it white. Put it around the tree. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, that's not trash. That's a planter.
Sure. This is a pretty weird family in England called in some real life Ghostbusters after allegedly capturing a poltergeist on video. Lisa Manning says she has been forced to flee her home with her family several times thanks to the scary apparitions. Lisa claims the ghosts throw pots and pans around the kitchen and flick the lights on and off. A 52-second video they shot. Claims to show door, well, the video shows, they would have to claim that this is true, though, shows the doors opening by themselves and chairs mysteriously rocking back and forth.
Ah! Boogeyman!
Yep, she says, this is a horror house. It's like living in a scary movie. Worst thing about it is I can't believe what's happening to myself. Dang. Scary.
Harry.
Scary. Oh, okay, so, you know, the missing snake?
Yeah, has it found it?
No, it's tweeting.
The snake is tweeting?
Now that's good.
That's somebody with a sense of humor.
I would agree completely. It's tweeting.
It doesn't have hands.
Someone's idea of a joke. They've opened a Twitter account on behalf of the Cobra. It's at Bronx Zoo's Cobra. And whoever it is doing some pretty funny stuff. One message said the Cobra was at the top of the Empire State Building, and the people below looked like mice. Delicious little mice. Some of the other tweets, it says, anyone know a good vegan restaurant near Union Square? Leaving Wall Street, these guys make my skin crawl. Dear Charlie Sheen, know what's better than tiger's blood? Cobra venom. And I'm also 20 inches long, just saying. And what does it take to get a cab in New York City? I can't say that. I'm sorry. And going to listen to some jazz tonight. You know I love that great flute work. The snake's been missing since Friday. Since Friday. Oh, and we still don't know where it is. I mean, and is the little house closed? You know, we were talking about that. Is the little reptile house closed? So, don't know. All right, here you go. High-end consumers looking to open their wallets. Marketing Daily says Tiffany & Company anticipates a 12% gain in their 21 stores. A 12% gain.
I thought the economy was in the tank.
Yeah. Well, again, we had good numbers at the livestock. Hey, they're going to remake Frankenstein. They're going to make a new movie of that.
It's Frankenstein.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, it's Frankenstein, and it's going to be modern day.
Oh.
Which will be interesting because, I mean, with those big fingers, he's not going to be able to text.
Yeah. Torch-bearing mobs, I mean, that's kind of...
We can't.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be pictures on their iPhones, won't it?
Right. They'll blog about it, what it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Angry internet mob.
Yeah. They'll do a flash mob, right?
Yeah.
Flash mob outside the castle. Go get him, and and they could do pitchforks. They could do pitchfork pictures on their iPhones.
No, mm-hmm.
All these things. So, all right, we got that figured out and just written for them.
Just Brakes.
How much are pads and shoes at Just Brakes?
Just Brakes installs new pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Really? Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines, rotors, and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines, rotors, and drums for just $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
Sterling Auto Group is the place to get the best deal on the all-new 2011 GMC Sierra V8 four-door. Save over $7,000 off this capable truck featuring a refined interior and built for off-road handling. Or choose 0% financing for 60 months. Take advantage of the savings now on the 2011 Sierra V8 four-door. Only at Sterling on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Are you ready for live music, food, fun, and festivities right here in College Station? Well, you're in luck. The City of College Station presents the 6th Annual Duck Jam Music Festival, coming Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. On Friday, join the Lofts at Wolfpin Creek for a packed night of live music. Saturday, grab the kids and join us for a family-friendly day of live music, dog jumping, barbecue cook-off, and sample food from local restaurants. Check out duckjam.org for more info and for tickets and hotel information. Look up Duck Jam on Facebook.
Are you in the market for a new home? Would you like to move up but don't know how much home you can afford? I can help. I'm Dana Eckhart with Dexter Mortgage. I work with home buyers every day to make sure they understand the home buying process. Builders and sellers need to know you're qualified. Come in today and find out what it takes to be pre-approved for your home before you start to look. At Dexter Mortgage, we work around your schedule. I'm Dana Eckhart. Call my office at 979-764-8444 or call my cell at 979-204-2719.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. A California man says he had a large alien-type tumor growing inside him. CBS reports John
it's not a tumor.
Yeah, Abkin started having
from kindergarten.
Yeah, severe pains about a year ago. That's when an X-ray revealed a tumor the size of a soccer ball.
Oh gosh!
Doctors say the tumor growing inside him for a decade had even sprouted tentacles. It was so strange, they even gave it a name. Gill. Doctors said it was difficult, but they were able to remove it.
Wow!
Jeez, as big as a soccer ball.
Did you say where it was?
No, it doesn't say. Just inside him. Inside it.
I think I'd rather find that snake in New York.
A research team at Georgia Institute of Technology.
13.
Them Ramblin' Rex. Has invented, has invented a way to charge electronic devices like cell phones and iPods by using your own body. A microchip would transmit the energy of the human body. The chip creates electricity with just the slightest touch manipulation.
Computers can do that?
Apparently so. It's made from zinc oxide fibers measuring 500 times thinner than a human hair. So far, inventors have used the technology to transmit a radio signal and power LCD displays and diodes.
I think I'll pass on that.
Chase, you may not have a choice before your life is over.
That's when I'll go off the grid. I think I'll just go ahead. But now look at it this way. All right. We get our dogs chipped for identification purposes.
Yep.
I say you go ahead and let them have one of those chips, too, and then just have a little holster that you attach the cell phone to.
Oh, very nice.
You know,
that'd work
make sure
well.
It's Velcroed because the dog will try to shake it off.
Yeah, so. That's true. And don't get a dog that's a spaniel because they'll put it in water and then that would ruin the cell phone. Hello?
They made movies about that called The Matrix.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Sounded like he was calling from an underground shelter.
It did. Amazon has become the latest to introduce cloud service, if you're familiar with that. They introduced three services yesterday that will allow customers to purchase, store, and play music on an internet cloud rather than store it in their hard drives. So customers will receive an automatic 5 gigs of cloud drive storage. And if you purchase an MP3 album from Amazon, you'll be upgraded to 20 gigs. Videos, images, documents, all can be stored.
Remember the first computer I bought in college? I was a couple of years in because the one that I came to college with was a hand-me-down. The first computer I bought.
Yeah.
It had 8 gigs of storage.
Yeah.
I was like, this thing's huge.
Yeah, exactly. Love it. Probably no surprise that the new streaming service from Amazon has had an instant backlash. This cloud drive instantly angered parts of the music industry. That may spark a legal battle. A spokesperson for Sony Music said that Amazon launched the service without acquiring new licenses for music streaming.
They'll come get you.
See how that works out. Shares of Amazon went up about 2.6% after that announcement. Also, the chatter out there in the cyber world is that Apple will not be introducing a new iPhone this year. So there, you'll still be technology. You'll still have technological relevance with your iPhone. You don't have to worry about the next one being out and yours being outdated. Since 07, we've got a new iPhone every June, but for the first time, suppliers say that Apple has not yet ordered the components. And while we're talking about that, with the problems in Japan, that has caused a tremendous backlog in the auto industry, not getting some things, and maybe that's part of the problem as well. Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
You have to wait. Hello?
Sheboygan.
Hello?
Caller.
Hello. Yeah, you know, Tom used to play music at Putt-Putt for years without a licensing agreement.
Oh!
Tom just got thrown under the bus.
Busted!
I wonder who that was.
Statute of limitations has run out.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about that.
Lucky for you.
Yeah.
Actually, Tom did get one eventually. When I felt the heat coming.
I love the caveat in that, eventually.
When they surrounded the course.
Yeah. Really.
All right, Mr. Turnbull.
Yeah, that's right.
Come out
your
hands. Music license.
Oh, They were behind cars at Kmart with their guns drawn.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
No, the caller is right.
That's fine. Believe me, Tom. It's really okay. We're not going to.
I was playing Perry Como. You know what? What are they going to get you for?
Turkmenistan's president is issuing.
The golfers are falling asleep. Here I'm.
Watch for the windmill. Watch for the windmill. Yeah. Turkmenistan's president.
Turkmenistan, maybe?
Turkmenistan, that's right. Turkmenistan.
I love to get them on risk.
Yeah.
Really. You can take the world.
Next step, conquer everything. You're done. Catbird seat.
Issued a decree that beauty contests should be held every year for the country's thoroughbred horses.
Are they better looking than the women?
I have no idea. They have a special breed over there that is...
Women or horses? It's just it rides itself after a while.
I think we're talking horses.
Oh, okay. Just
distinguished checking. For their glossy coat, long neck, and legs.
You sure?
Yeah. and famed for their speed and stamina.
I'm telling you, I'm not so sure that you're right. Just saying.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll wait and see, because the contest is going to be next month.
I mean, I was going to comment further, but then you got the stamina, and I'm just shutting up.
Hello?
Poor Chase. The first computer I used in college that wasn't a mainframe was a TRS-80.
Yeah! Got to love those. I watched a little bit of War Games the other day.
Oh, when you like to play a game.
Oh, that was just great. And, you know, Barry Corbin played the general in that.
I guess I could, but I won't say one of my favorite lines in all of movies is one that he utters when he says what he would do if he thought it would help the situation.
I remember that. Yeah, then we I happen to be watching when he said that. No, it's not.
I just love Barry Corbin.
Yeah,
so.
He is. He's just a real likable type fellow. And St. Cloud, Minnesota. Grandparents Mike and Joan Bedden welcomed three new granddaughters within 3 days of each other this month. Their oldest daughter gave birth on March the 14th, the middle daughter on March 15th, and the third daughter March 16th.
Huh.
What are the odds of that?
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's it. That's that math stuff. All right, let me see you on
the math.
Well, no, it's all right.
I was wondering what sort of events all three daughters were celebrating 9 months ago.
There you go. All right, on this date in history.
Uh-huh.
Boy.
Love this part.
Anesthesia was used for the first time. We're kind of liking that.
Yeah, but would you want to be the first guy? Okay, now what we're going to do.
Yeah, I'm going to put this rag over your mouth that's got ether on it.
Then we're going to cut you open.
Yeah, fine.
And hope for the best.
Yeah. Haman Lippmann patented a pencil with an eraser attached.
Really?
Who'd have thunk it? 1858. Huh? 1867, Alaska purchased for $7.2 million. That was worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, in 1870.
If only we could drill for that oil this
year. 1870, this was a mistake. Texas went back into the Union.
Okay.
Yeah. And Jeopardy, 1964.
Mm-hmm. Well, 30 years ago today. Ronald Reagan was shot.
As a matter of fact.
30 years ago today. I know that because my youngest son was born the next day. Patrick's birthday is tomorrow.
And I started working in Beaumont.
Yeah, there you go. A PG version of the King's Speech will open in theaters Friday.
I was at Mrs. Lowe's daycare. So